Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Michael Hanford.
Deep dive, cannonball!
Ugh. And Timothy Kalpakis.
What is up?
Ooh, and we're your hosts of the third best comedy show this side of...
Oh, no, that was last year's ranking. I wonder what
I know, we
got to
milk it. We got you know.
I bet this year's is going to be not reviewed.
Yeah, I bet so. Now, Mike, you had a haircut last week, and we made a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
And this time you come on, you've got it all covered up in a hat?
I had a hat on, yeah. Well, because I did the thing where I got out of the shower, and I combed it back. And then it was doing a big pop-up thing, so I was like, I gotta keep this down a little bit.
Oh, you know, they're doing a hair pop-up over at the top of Hanford's head.
Great. How you guys feeling?
I feel really good. Mike looks like Buck Henry when he wears his hat and glasses, but other than that, we're doing good.
Who's Buck Henry?
He's a writer. He wrote the screenplay for The Graduate.
Oh, of course.
I've also got a button-up yellow shirt on, so I looks like just like a guy with a... shirt and a hat on.
But not the yellow shirt where you cut the epaulets off of it.
No, no.
The Dave Ferguson original.
No, this is probably a Land's End.
Speaking of guys with shirts and hats and stuff, I saw a type of... I was driving today and I passed a 7-Eleven and there's a nerd guy walking in the parking lot with just the most iconic nerd posture, nerd arms swinging, like Steve Urkel kind of walk, an adult guy. Middle-aged guy, still a nerd. You don't outgrow it.
Wow. I thought you were going to say, like, looked at it closer, and it was, and then say somebody we knew.
You know what? I have a theory, but you bleep it because I don't want to insult this person, but I think it could have, it was maybe.
Yes, could be.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know if he was back in town.
You got to light up his email and see where he's at.
I'm working on a new bath problem.
New bath problem?
You know where I went the other day is Runner's Circle.
Oh, ooh, Jeff. New shoes.
Jeff, getting into running in the new year. I love that. Yes, I just ran a 10K myself.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is I love the Runner's Circle. It's basically like you're talking to like a foot doctor who's helping you buy shoes. Like
I'd rather talk to a spin doctor, but yeah.
Well, you know.
Don't let that stop you. Keep going.
That's a weird thing to say. I'm in the middle of my shoe
story. Laugh and continue.
Just laugh appropriately. It's very funny. The spin doctors were a band from
Double
the
90s. Back with laughter. Well, they catch your breath and continue.
With your story about the shoe store.
Yeah,
wow.
No, this is good. They measure the foot, then they measure your gait.
Yeah.
This guy says, hey, you're kind of like you kind of wing your legs around. You got to go straight forward and back. And I said, Doc, that's how I'm built. That's how I come from the factory, you know? And then they give you shoes with like the wedge to support your arch or lack thereof, you know?
Mm. I have high arches.
But I got low arches.
Damn.
I got golden arches. You know what's...
I knew that was coming.
I saw it coming.
I did. Hey, long story short, I'm out there running, pounding the pavement, baby.
Nice. What did you end up getting, Jeff?
I'm sort of doing Brooks. My own Hanford Gets Healthy.
Was it Asics? Was it Brooks?
I ended up with Asics. I did Brooks a while ago, many years ago, and those things were blown out, and I was still using
Brooks
them.
Just don't sound like running shoes either. Brooks?
Yeah, Brooks on. Brothers.
Stop.
What do you remember what style, Jeff? What A6?
No.
950s.
No, they weren't a number. They were something weird.
They got big bright colors on them.
These are black and white.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry, guys. I'm striking out here.
You know how you saying they kind of analyze your gait there when they're selling the shoes? I had an interesting experience there where they're like, oh, so you want some shoes? Okay. You're a size 11. Okay. Why don't you get up and, you know, we'll walk around. And then I stood up, not thinking anything of it, went for a little stroll around.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, his jaw drops.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And I'm like, what is it goes? I said, what is it? He's like, you have the finest gait we've ever seen here.
The perfect gait.
And I was like, oh, yeah. And he goes, hey, everyone, all the other employees, you know, and they all gather around, stop working with other customers. And they all, the Greek gait.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
The great Greek gait.
Yeah.
This guy was like, came on a little strong as far as like, so you're training for a race? You know, like that sort of talk. And I was like, Doc, I'm starting to run.
I ran a mile for a podcast once.
I'm looking for black shoes. That's all I need here.
And then, you know, every shoe he gives me, he's like, you know, these you could run a marathon in. I was like, dude, I'm just starting to run.
Yes, but it could be a marathon that you run in. I ran a 10K this past weekend in the rain. It was raining out here.
Yikes.
And it was the Coco... what was it called?
Coquito? Coquito?
No, we'll get to that soon, though, I hope, if we don't run out of time.
There's time for it after this 10K story.
Yeah, this is a long one. It's a...
kilometer one was rather fun. Kilometer two was a to-do.
Kilometer two, I lost my shoe. Kilometer three, I had to be. Kilometer four, I peed some more.
Whoa!
You can't drink too much water out there. Anyway, ran the 10K. It was called the Coco Classic. It was in Prospect Park. You run the 10K, and then at the end... they say, you know, you have some cocoa, some hot cocoa waiting.
Nice.
So I got to the end. Yes, that does sound nice, right? Especially on a day where it's so cold and rainy. I get there, and I was not a straggler in this race. I finished in like less than an hour.
Ooh.
And I got up to the cocoa area, and I said, oh, well, I'll have my cup of cocoa now. And they said, sorry, we're out. Out!
Out?
Cocoa! They ran out. They had like a bunch of... people must have been double dipping or something. But
the namesake of the whole race. Your whole reason for being there, basically.
Yeah. And on a day, too, where there probably weren't, like, I bet a lot of people dropped out because it was raining. They're like, oh, I'm not going to run that today. Pissed me off.
Did they even give you any leftover marshmallows?
No. They didn't give me anything. They gave me a plain bagel. And then I get to the t-shirt area because I want to pick up my t-shirt. I say, I had me down for a men's medium. Oh, we're out of those. Okay, then I have the men's large.
Well, what do you have?
Do you have here?
And we'll give you another bagel.
You got 6.2 miles. I just took care of those for you. Unbelievable.
Took care of those. Yeah, when you needed someone to run those 10 kilometers, I was there for you.
I was there for you. But now you don't have the cocoa. Just start the next segment of this show. I'm getting too flustered.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Let's do some booze news. Tim.
Bip, 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 bip. Booze news. Hit it.
B-O-O-Z-E-N-E-W-S-U-C. Spell it for me, 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 S-P-E-L-L-I-T.
I don't like it.
F-O-R. Emmys, better for me, 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 better for me. It's time for booze news. Spelling B F R E L K.
Spell It For Me was sent to us by Pecan B. Brosen. And if you
Pecan
have a
Pecan B. Brosen?
P as in piss. P. Can. B as in B movie made by Jerry Seinfeld and Brosen as in the name Brosen. And if you have a booze news theme, email to sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com. Jeff, you said you didn't like spelling in songs.
Yeah.
You did a whole Dutton's Demolition segment about it.
Yeah.
And here's Pecan Brosen sending you a booze news theme where he spells.
You got trolled. He's trolling.
Pecan, I don't like it. I don't like it. It's poor songwriting, Pecan. Good production though. I like the, I like the sound of it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Damn.
Well, I thought it was funny that he spell it for me.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
It's a good joke. Also nice and tight. You're funny. You get in, you get out. That's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it.
What was his, it's booze news. What was his like final thing that I
couldn't spelled hear? Freaks, I believe.
E-A-K-A-K-A-K. Okay.
A-K-A-K. Okay, booze news. I've been waiting on this one because I wanted to see if it developed. But Michael, you're a White Lotus viewer, yes?
Yes, I am, and I'm caught up.
Jeff, you're not a White Lotus viewer, yes?
I abstain.
Okay, well, I wanted to say, Mike, I was looking at the booze in the show. Ooh. And so for anyone that doesn't watch the show, as of the airing of this pod, this show has just wrapped up the spectacular second season. And they're in Sicily. So there's some wine, and Aubrey Plaza gets drunk when she's kind of suspicious. She drinks wine. But there was use of, did you notice, Michael, some very good-looking Aperol spritzes in the show? In episodes maybe like 2 and 3, kind of early
on. Big old wine glasses.
Big old wine glasses and that orangey pink hue that we all know and love. But I wanted to add, I haven't talked to anybody about this, but did the meaning, what did you think when you see those spritzes? Did you think one way or the other about like the choice to use that Mike White's, what he was doing there?
Well, I saw it as like the couple who, I noticed it with the couple that Aubrey Plaza and her husband are paired with, and I saw them as like just very trendy people, and especially just knowing that it was trendy like last summer. It was just funny to me that it was like, they're trendy and like whatever, like this is what their go-to probably is.
That's exactly how I took it. And that's what I was going to say is that it was funny. Even since we've been doing this pod, I think when we started this show, we were like, we knew that Aperol spritzes had a giant moment in 2019, but then, you know, it stayed like a hip drink for a while. And I thought it was interesting that we're finally, as far as a prestige cable drama is concerned, I felt that way too. We were seeing spritzes on a table. First, you just see them, but then in another episode, Cameron is like, another round of spritzes. And I do think it's being used as rich people, bougie, but a little bit out of date. Like these people they're cool enough that they go to a luxury hotel and then they're dressed cool and stuff, but they're not actually cool. Right. So their thing would be the cool thing from a few years ago.
And their whole thing, that couple's whole thing was like, oh, we don't read the news anymore. It's like too much.
Yeah.
So they probably like fell off at 2019 or something.
Totally. And like it had to make its way to them. I also love in that scene too how like we think where they're dumb when they say that. And Aubrey Plaza and her husband are like, oh boy, we're the smart ones here. But then later you're kind of like, the smart people are kind of grumpy and miserable, and they're like, they're probably talking shit at us. And then the cuts to the dumb people, and they're happy and having a blast. They are like blissfully ignorant with their money and just like, hey, whatever, life's dumb.
Man, you got to factor in, though, that there's the time, the production time. When you write something like the Aperol Spritz, they're not banking on, well, I mean, I guess they are banking on like 8 months are going to pass. Well, is it still going to be the...
When did they write that? This would have been like...
They shot,
or when they shoot it,
this year, it was a long, they were shooting from like February to July of this year, and then they turned it around really fast. So I'm guessing the first season aired in the summer of 2021, then got renewed, then Mike White probably wrote it this time last year. He's it's like a one man thing. It's pretty amazing.
You know, like you just gotta remember that innovation happens on the fringe, you know, and then it goes mainstream. So it's basically like Dua Lipa, then us, then Stanley Tucci, and then finally when it hits White Lotus, you know it's dead.
With the Aperol Spritz, you mean?
In this case, Jay, like White Lotus is cool as shit, and they know... Like,
not as cool as us, Tim.
In this one very
credit,
specific
I give Mike
thing.
White credit to be that the characters are uncool.
Yeah.
And I would say when I first saw them drinking the spritzes, I thought of it as an art department choice, but then when Cameron actually says, can we get a round of spritzes? Like you're like, oh, this is...
It's written.
They stepped on it. Yeah. I like that.
But see, so what's the move if you want to be the coolest drink? You can't even do a trend. You have to write to the specificity of the character, right?
Yeah.
Or you choose, if you're very cool, maybe you do something so timeless.
Yeah.
That's brave.
Or if you have, you know, if you write Bond into your TV, James Bond into your TV show or movie, you know what he's getting.
It's done.
It's easy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to have a conversation with the art department. They know.
Yeah, do you mean...
they should know.
Are you talking about James Bond or Barry Bonds?
James.
Barry Bond would do creatine steroid powder.
Cocktail.
Yeah.
Injected in the butt.
All right. Is that for booze news?
No, I got something. Ooh. So... you know, as we're getting to the end of the year here, people's favorite songs are coming out, and on the podcast, on the blowout today, we talk about our Spotify raps. About what we listened to this past year. Well, this song has come up a few times on this podcast. Stephen Lacey's song "Bad Habit."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Tim loves it. Jeff can't stand it. Says it doesn't deserve to be on the radio.
Jeff can't stand it. He doesn't like the melody of the verses.
Of the verse.
Tim. I wouldn't go as far as saying Tim loves it, but I would say that Tim is really happy that there's one of these like chill bedroom pop lo-fi songs at the top of the Billboard charts.
You hold a candle for it, I'd say.
I'd say that Steve Lacey is cool and I respect him.
Cool.
Here, I'll tell you what. You know what broke my heart? I saw the internet on a video on my phone, the band that he is in, playing a deep cut from Jamiroquai, Mr. Moon, off Return of the Space Cowboy. And I said, God damn, this band is crushing this fucking deep cut Jamiroquai song. And then who's there on guitar? Steve Lacey.
Oh, and you have a problem with that?
Yeah, because he's got... I like the... I mean, you know, I had to give it up for that, but...
Give it up.
Just the fucking verse where he's like... Da, do, da, da, do, da, da, do, da. I hate that part of the verse. Sucks. I hate it.
Do you...
Oh, wait, what is he saying there? He's like... My dear, that part?
It's great. Oh, me. I get why you don't like it because it's like, it's not too far. His performance there, it's like emo-y, and it is very like Kid Laroi if you're not also charmed by the lo-fi production. It is doing this kind of modern.
I'll say that part of the song has a thing where it's like, you, my dear. Like he's really hitting the R, and it's one of those things that you hear in pop music every so often that's like, oh, he's doing the wrong thing. You don't hear your R that hard, but it sticks out, and that's what makes it, like, memorable.
I guess that's better than hearing, like, you broke my heart for the millionth time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's making a choice there. Anyway, so you guys are sort of back and forth, and so I listened to this song. I said, I gotta listen to this song and see what's happening with it. And I listened, and I was enjoying it.
So when you walk down to the library, you take out the vinyl, you go to a listening booth.
Yeah, I bring my big headphones. I go, yeah. The sound quality in there is fantastic. Anyway, I put it on and I'm listening to it and I was like, there's something weird at the end of the song. And I liked the song. And then it's like after the, you know, after the, there's like a breakdown part where the music kind of fades out and he's sort of just his vocal. Mm-hmm. And he's talking about it's biscuits, it's gravy. Well, so I heard this. Mm-hmm. He has a sort of a finicky stomach. He's got lactose issues. He's got so biscuits and gravy make him a little gassy.
Oh,
and right after that, if you listen to the snare track, it is supposed to represent his farts. Now we can listen.
Represents them because I've listened to the snare track, but I've never really thought about what it represents.
Listen to it. You hear two quick farts, then another one, and then a long one. So I have that. We'll pick it up right as the sort of breakdown is done and we get back into the instrumental. So you listen. And remember, he's got a interesting stomach that he gets gassy a lot.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
You grabbing me hard.
Nice voice.
You know what you found is biscuits.
Here we go. Here come the two right here. Right here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another one. And here's the long one. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
It's a lot.
I never noticed that.
And again, you can cut it here. It goes on like this.
Yeah. You know, I was happy that you reminded us right before I played to keep in mind that he's lactose intolerant.
Right, right. So, and I can't...
Because you heard that. You heard that.
Uh-huh. I read it in a medical journal. But I can't listen to that song now without thinking, this is
ruined
just
for you.
Farts. But...
yeah.
You know, they say genius takes a medium and rethinks it. And he certainly did that with this snare track.
It's funny that the snares represent his farts, but then he did seem to like either like play the snare with his farts or just mic his farts.
I think he sat on the drum. Yeah,
I think he played the snare with his farts. I think he had it right there.
Too. I think. I'm not sure. But it's really a...
Yeah. Well, this is great because it's all kind of a big commercial for our Patreon, because on the Blowout, we dissect music like this.
Yeah, we talk like this on the Blowout.
You can hear these insights all the time.
So cool. It's really awesome.
Anyway... So I like the song, but when it got to that, I said, I got to rethink this guy as an artist. And I hope to see what he has for his sophomore effort.
I think he's doing some P stuff.
Piano?
Interesting.
Not unlike pecan brosen.
Is that it for Booze
Jeff,
News?
Get us the hell out of here.
Yes, okay. That's it for Booze News. Wow.
Ooh.
I can't wait to hear about the drink of the day.
Oh, you're talking about the Coquito, a.k.a. Hey. The little coconut. You've heard?
Yes.
No.
Mike, you've heard.
Just on this podcast.
Where have you heard? Oh, okay.
Nah.
Right, I forgot we made that. No, I never heard nor heard had.
Well, I hadn't heard until a couple years ago when I had saw some blog posts and then I saw it on Instagram and stuff, but this is a longstanding thing. This is Puerto Rico's Christmas drink, oftentimes referred to as Puerto Rican eggnog, which is, you know, it doesn't have any egg in it, so it's not eggnog, it's coconutty. But here's what you do is if, you know, let's say you're a Puerto Rican grandma will sort of make a big batch of this stuff and will bottle it up, pour it into glass bottles, put it in the fridge, and then throughout the month of December, sort of being like, hey, here's a bottle of Coquito. I'm giving this to you as a gift. And people take it out and you pour it into little glasses. Usually online, I'm seeing a lot of like just a small like juice glass, but then it also says, you know, even a little shot glass.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. So you batch it for your loved ones.
You batch it.
Batch it.
Which is great for me because I'm a batch bitch.
And I'm batshit crazy.
But it kind of came out like mid 20th century. It first popped up in a cookbook. And yeah, it's big in Puerto Rico. I feel like I haven't seen it here until very recently. And then my friend Hunter Toro is from Florida and her family's from Puerto Rico. And I saw that she last Christmas was like making it and drinking it. So I was like, what is this stuff? And she's like, that's Coquito. And I said, aha,
you thought you'd keep it from me.
And we wanted to try this shit. And I found us a nice layup of a recipe from, I went straight to the source on this one. DiscoverPuertoRico.com. It's a nice, simple recipe. And here's what I like about this drink. You think of Puerto Rico, you think of island paradise. You might be thinking of fresh coconuts or something like that, but it's an island, is it not?
It is.
And lots of times on islands, you are relying on canned stuff, do you not?
You do. Mm-hmm.
You've been to Hawaii. Do they not eat Spam?
They have.
They do.
So this is very, it's a very kind of mid-20th century recipe that's like cans of stuff that you could get your mitts on and feels like it would, you know, the type of stuff that could have been passed around the Caribbean, because there's lots of other similar drinks at similar islands. But here is the traditional Coquito recipe that I'm going to be talking about. One can of condensed milk.
Ooh, rich.
Now it just says like one can, but there's you'll know when you see it. It's like a 14-ounce can and it's like a little can.
It was when I went to shop for this, there was the condensed milk was in like one size for every brand.
And was it Carnation or Nestle?
I think Nestle.
I tasted this stuff for the first time and I was like, oh, this is that taste that's in so many desserts. But I didn't know what it was. And then one can evaporated milk.
Seems impossible.
This shit's weird. I never tried that either. Just like a can of milk.
Yeah.
It's powder.
It's wet.
It's wet?
Mine's wet.
It's evaporated.
It's rehydrated in the can, my boy.
It should be vapor.
It should be.
Mike, was yours wet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. One can. Here we go. Cream of coconut. And now, on this pod, we've done cream of coconut before, and I could only find a bottle of that real brand coconut. But
yeah.
Central to this recipe is in Puerto Rico, they love Coco Lopez. Right. I found it at a specialized liquor store. Mike, did you find Coco
Lopez? Yeah, I got it. And it wasn't that specialized. It was just at the grocery store.
That's the key, because there's coconut cream and there's cream of coconut. And I remember I made a bad pina colada because I got the wrong thing. Pina colada, you're going to want the weird plastic squeeze. What did you call it, Tim? Coco.
I think it was real, maybe.
Coco Real or something.
Yeah, Coco Real.
But, you know, with these recipes, being brand specific is a good idea. So, Tim, I'm glad you got the real shit.
Coco Lopez is great. I've had this shit on vacation and it's fucking good. And they're proud of it. So see if you can find it. And it's not that obscure. So the difference, Jeff, is it's like that stuff you bought by accident one time that was very weird was you got a can of like Thai coconut milk that was like unsweetened. Whereas this is like a sugary treat that's meant for this type of shit.
Yum, yum.
I got a question about mine, but I'll get to it in a second.
Half a cup of white rum.
Oh!
Preferably nice. Don Q, but if you can't find Don Q, Bacardi. I couldn't find Don Q. My friend Hunter said Don Q. I couldn't find it. I got Bacardi.
Great.
I got Bacardi, too.
I love Bacardi. Bacardi White? Sure. Come on. Classic.
You'll notice... Well, I'll come back to this later, what you will notice. Half teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. Add more to taste if you like. And here's what you do. In a blender, add evaporated milk, cream of coconut, sweetened condensed milk, rum, vanilla extract, and cinnamon. Blend on high until mixture is well combined for 1 to 2 minutes. Transfer into glass bottles and chill in the refrigerator until cold. To serve, pour Coquito into small serving glasses, almost like a shot portion, and garnish with ground cinnamon or cinnamon stick.
Were we supposed to put the cinnamon in the mix? Because we already mixed these ourselves, so they're chilling.
Right. Yes, we broke from our format a little bit to make these prepared so that we could put them in the fridge and chill them down.
Wait, I didn't put cinnamon in the...
You were supposed to put 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, and then later you're going to garnish with...
Oh, my
God. Yep.
No, this is...
It's terrible. A disaster.
It's terrible.
Well, you can put it, give it a good shake or something.
Yeah, just double up the cinnamon. You'll be fine.
I'll just...
My observation about this drink is that, especially since they say a small serving glass, almost like a shot portion, this is very weak booze-wise. We put...
Yeah.
Half a cup of rum is only 4 ounces of rum. So that's like 2 cocktails worth of rum in this giant... Yeah. This filled my blender to the top.
Great. And then you split it up and batched some over
I split it up. And we're going to drink like 1 ounce pours of it. So I do think that it's going to be weak, but maybe that's the way they do. Maybe you're sitting around with your family and you just want to get a little aperitivo.
And that's probably helpful for our daytime record we're doing right now.
Yes, yeah. It's earlier than usual and I don't want to get tanked.
Well, I wonder too if I wonder if I'm going to be able to even taste the rum in this thing, because I think it's going to have some strong other flavor.
Right, and there's it's got that vanilla extract, which tends to take away, like it's similar to a rum flavor but stronger. So
my question was, when I had my cream of coconut, I opened up the can, and it was like hard on top,
Mine too.
I used a fork to like poke it through, and then all this coconut liquid came out. So it was. It was definitely like separated in the can or something.
Yes.
But it didn't seem like even a good shaking would get it done.
I had the same experience as you, Mike. And then I remember one time opening a can and it was just like delicious and blended in there. I took a sip right from the can. So maybe on that day it was very hot or something.
Is it like a time of year thing? Because sometimes I have coconut, what's it called? Coconut oil.
Yeah.
And then during the winter, it's firm and flaky, and during the summer, it's just goop.
This is exactly the scenario. So it's probably like room temperature is like 72 degrees, but then if it's like 73 degrees, it's a liquid.
Finicky.
I'm excited for this. I love coconut stuff, and I love pina coladas, but I think that I like the coconut aspect. It's my favorite Christmas aspect.
Nice. I love it.
So let's check out the sentiment.
Great. All right, folks. We're going to go fetch those coquitos, and we'll be back here in a minute. Ooh. Until then, enjoy the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you got to get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just got to tell someone this, I just got to fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
Now we're back. Coquitos in hand. Check this little guy out. Boosh.
Ooh. Yeah. Now, Jeff, you forgot to mention that a little Christmas elf brought you some coquito this morning, huh?
Oh, yes, yes. One of my loved ones batched it for me.
I batched it up last night, and then I did the old Los Feliz swap. Ran it over in a little jar. I didn't have a little glass bottle. I swear I have a little glass bottle somewhere. Couldn't find it.
No. You gave me a nice little ball jar filled with it.
Ball jar.
Oh. The brand, Mike.
Yeah.
And you know what? It smells great. It smells like it does batter. Smell. This very much reminds me of the Tom and Jerry so far.
I'm mainly getting cinnamon.
It's giving cinnamon.
The secret ingredient? Yeah. Cinnamon. Yeah. But it smells like a cinnamon. Like I'm at the airport walking past a Cinnabon.
Sips?
Ooh, sips.
Yeah. Oh,
incredible.
Man.
Incredible.
Oh, my God. That's
oh,
so
man.
Good. Holy shit.
This is this is crazy.
It's too good to be true. Ooh. I can't believe it.
What's the catch?
It is. I mean, the catch is that you're drinking just like all this, like, it's just different kinds of dairy and sugar all thrown together.
I'm just drinking like batter, it looks like. But
I mean, it's
It's batter.
It's thick like pancake batter. It's fucking delicious. It's so sweet it's hurting my mouth, but it's so good.
Oh, that's good. That must be why they have
put it on the rocks or even blend it with.
Ooh. That must be why they give it to you in like, they want you to have like little glasses.
Yeah.
Because a whole, like a pint glass of this would be too much.
Look, we all had tiny, not shot glasses, but we all had the appropriate tiny little weirdies.
I use this all the time. I got a creme brulee from a...
Cream brulee
from a takeout, and they gave it to me in a small glass guy. So it's about, it's like an old fashioned glass, but half the height. And I use it all the time for like fancy little whiskeys and stuff. And I'll see these in the wild.
It's good.
I was afraid that the cinnamon would dominate the flavor. It only dominates the smell. The flavor, I am getting a little rum somehow. Getting a lot of vanilla. But you know what's a nice surprise? I knew I was going to love the Coco Lopez, but the sweetened condensed milk is giving this like a flan-like taste. You ever
had
flan?
Yeah. I'm not like the biggest coconut fan, but the amount of stuff in here that's like countering the coconut is perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Oh, it's perfect.
Man, damn, this is very good.
I know, but here's the thing.
I even got a nice little cinnamon stick. I'm feeling very festive. But here's the thing, folks, come on. I want like a triple rum version of this. Like,
yes.
I want to add this to like a shot and a half of rum.
Yeah.
I agree. Triple is actually a good number if you triple whatever was in this recipe.
This would be a candidate for something to add a little, maybe a
fireball.
Half nip of fireball.
Yes,
Michael. Yeah.
But keeping the rum, wouldn't replace the rum with a fireball. That would be too much.
We mustn't forget.
Too much taste. I went out last night. I was with a group of friends. We went to this holiday light walk. If you live in the Brooklyn area, go to the Botanic Garden. The light walk is really cool. Anyway.
You're talking to me like I didn't go to Descanso Gardens here in L.A. on
Friday night. I saw your wonderful wife's post, and Tim...
How dare you look at her posts?
I look at that. Well, should we follow each other on Instagram? I thought you knew about that. I'm looking at this post, and it was the lights and the sounds. Oh, it's a LSD head's paradise.
Did you do acid at the botanical?
Yeah, they served it in cups. We drank it.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a second. This LSD is dosed.
No, one thing we did do, though, we brought in a thermos of... I was with Haskell. Oh, and I did my little trick. You put the fireball nip in your hand. You say, hey, happy holidays. I shook his hand, and yeah, he had one in his hand. And then his wife went in for a hug. I was like, no, shake my hand.
No, I have a weird joke.
This will all make sense in time.
His wife, Rosa, brought some thermoses of hot cider, and we put the fireball in that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was great. And I think she had already spiked it with a little bit of something, but the fireball added. Ooh, great time.
When I was doing a walk around at the Descanso Gardens, I had a spiked apple cider, spiked with bourbon. It was delicious. Then they had hot chocolate that they were spiking with Frangelico, which is delicious, but it's also sweet. So you're having a kind of a sweet bomb. I'll tell you what was nice. While I was walking around Descanso Gardens looking at the lights, it was raining. So it really made it.
Ooh.
Usually those lights are kind of creating a vibe, but when it's raining, you're like in a vibe, you know?
Yeah.
And I survived the vibe shift.
So wait, you just have an umbrella? You're walking around outside?
Yeah, they emailed us and were like, it's a rain or shine ticket, so you better come. So I just kind of walked around and got pummeled with rain. I didn't buy an umbrella till the next morning.
Sounds like me on my latest 10K run.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yep.
Now, I haven't been to Descanso Gardens, Tim.
Jeff, you'd love it.
But I have been to Huntington with my main man, Handstand, the Handman.
I took you to...
You shot a famous video there.
We shot a famous video there, we were removed, Tim. Did you know that?
Yeah.
On the last shot.
Removed.
Wait, the martini shot?
Yeah.
I was right, like, good, martini. Great. We're done anyway.
Good, perfect. That's a wrap.
We made our day.
We were being sneaky, and you were wearing a lav. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And then I had the little transmitter on top of a still camera. Because that's the move, folks, is you don't get a camera that looks like a video camera, and you definitely don't have anything with sound or that screams sound. You want it to make it look like you're just taking photos of, a daisy. Oh, a posy.
I'm just taking a photo of my friend who's talking to a still camera.
yeah, that's all it is. And man, they said, wait a minute. You guys are making funny jokes. Get out of here.
Yeah, you're being funny.
How did it go down? Because it's so funny. Getting kicked out of someplace when you're young happens all the time. Getting kicked out of yourself a place when you're like drunk or causing trouble, it happens mm-hmm. when you're young. Mm-hmm. But you guys, this was broad daylight. You're 30 years old and you got the boot. How did they say it? What did they do?
I think they just kind of, somebody came up with a suit coat on and was like, you can't take video here. We're like, oh, okay.
It wasn't that you were removed. It was that you weren't allowed to shoot. So you removed yourselves.
Right, because we were done, actually.
Until the fisticuffs. Then they brought out their biggest dude. And he was like, you two, get over here.
Here's our biggest dude.
And I said, I can't handle this guy. I'm going home. Jeff said, no, we must right this wrong. And Jeff, you should have seen Jeff, man. He was... You seen that show? You seen that, the Hulk?
You seen the Hulk before?
Attorney at Law?
Avenger movies? Oh, my God. It was like that.
I've seen... When Jeff gets in a fight, it's like one of those fights that's like... In a cartoon where it's just a cloud, and then you see like a head pop out here and a foot pop out there, which is really a cloud.
Oh, and we should say the video that we shot there was 7 dirty words you can't say on TV.
Very funny video.
Yeah, we'll post it.
Yeah, post it. Why not?
Get some views, huh?
Speaking of fights with big dudes, Jeff, you were not there a few weeks ago when I was yelling at a guy, right? At a bar. Remember I had a little altercation with a
I heard
guy?
About this.
Where, what bar?
The Fable.
Oh, no. I must have just left.
You were there that night.
Shot the Fablemans?
Yep.
Yeah. This guy came in. He was doing press for the Fablemans.
Yeah. Older guy, beard, hat, glasses.
Answer to the name E.T.'s creator.
When you say they brought up their biggest guy, I pulled a move. I'm not going to fight anybody. I'm not a fighter or a lover. I'm a podcaster.
I'm a lump.
We were at Lil Mookie B's birthday party, and then like at the end of the night, after Duddy was in Slumberland, a guy, you know the look of a guy who's just like, I'm walking into a bar to fight. You know, I probably like struck out with all the women in LA, and here I'm in fight mode.
Yeah.
This guy kind of came in, like he couldn't even form words, he was so drunk, and he was like looking to just a fight man, you would call him.
Yeah, sure.
A fighter. But I knew I didn't want to get in a fight, but I also didn't want to like let this guy have his way. So I tapped my friends on the shoulders. It's also funny because it's not like I'm a small guy, but I tapped Carl Tart and Mitch and Alan McLeod, none of which would probably fight on my behalf, but they're tall. I tapped them all, and then I walk over the guy and I go, you see these guys? These are my friends. They're going to kick your ass. And it kind of worked. The bartender yelled at us to break it up, and then he left. But then he was standing out front, like with his phone out, like he was calling people to come kill Mitch and Carl and Alan.
Oh, wow! So it was like the bartender could tell it was an altercation.
This guy had already tried to pick a fight with a stranger, and then he kind of came over to Carl, and then he came over. It was like he was bumping into people and being like, well, don't fucking touch me.
What was he saying to want a fight?
Well, actually, he couldn't even, honestly couldn't talk. He was out of his mind drunk.
Right.
But
that's too bad.
That is too bad. On that somber note, do you guys want to make a round two?
Yes.
Yep.
What are you going to do? I know what I'm going to do.
I'm going to put it on the rocks with a shot of rum and bring it up to cocktail level.
Me too.
I'm going to try something here. Let me just see what I got.
Actually, you know what? I have Fireball. I'm going to do that thing.
Ooh, nice. Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. All right, folks. We'll be right back after this.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
And we're back with round two of Coquitos. Let's see him.
Yeah, they go. Cool.
Yeah, I did a little something different here. I added a half ounce of Southern Comfort to this.
Ooh, good choice, Michael. My Fireball, I noticed, was the 30 proof version, not the 66.6.
It was a gas station Fireball.
Yeah, so
it's just going to give you the taste, though, I think.
Yeah, but it's just more volume that I wanted for the proof. You know, sweet.
This Southern Comfort. Ooh.
Ain't bad. I ain't complaining.
The Southern Comfort didn't do too much. I taste a little bit more of it. I probably could have done more Southern Comfort to get that taste to come through.
A real kick.
Yeah. SoCo.
Now, Tim, SoCo. You're who I want to hear from. How's it with the Bacardi and Ice?
This is it. This is perfect. This is the best drink ever. Because here's the thing. SoCo and Fireball both have sugar of their own. You know, I just put... I did half a little cup of Coquito on the rocks, and then I put as much rum as I had
top
Coquito
up.
And top then up I with stirred Bacardi. Important I'm using my cinnamon top stick
ooh.
To top up with rum. Make a rum cocktail then top up with rum. I'm using my cinnamon stick as a stir, and here's what's really happening, guys. It's making it we're losing that thickness we so loved, but it's worth the trade to make this just a delicious, cold, little bit diluted, yep, and rummy.
Just make sure it's really cold to begin with. Maybe you don't need those ice cubes.
Mm.
Yeah, but I'm kind of liking it, watering it down. It's pretty fucking good. This is better. This is better than eggnog.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, for sure. For sure better
eggnog is like a few sips and you got to go barf somewhere. This is...
I almost bought some eggnog today, some of that Pennsylvania Dutch, because it's starting to hit stores.
I saw it at Albertsons.
Jeffy, remember what happened last year? You had two sips and then you threw away a bottle.
Well, I made that blunder myself, but I shake that stuff up to...
to high heaven.
Yeah. But I think it's the same thing with... I'll buy eggnog and then just put a shitload of cognac or rum in it, but it's or bourbon. It's just, you know, nobody wants things to be too sweet.
You know what hey, here's, you said the magic word, Tim, cognac. You know what I've been doing?
Ooh.
I call it a Hennessy and lemon, just because I like the sound of it. But it's not actually, it's a little different than that.
A Henny Lem?
Lenny Hem.
I was making Hennessy Old Fashions.
Love it.
Which are delectable. And then I was like, you know what? I don't know if I need all that cherry. So what I was doing was big ice cube, little dram of simple syrup, orange bitters, and then your Henny, and then just the twist. No lemon juice, Just get that oil everywhere.
Ooh.
And my God, I was watching, it wasn't Sopranos because I finished Sopranos. What could I have been watching? I don't know. But damn near went through four of them.
Oh, whoa. Jefferson.
Yeesh.
And you know what? I might present that on the pod someday.
Yes, and you know what's good? By expressing those lemons, the zest, that twist.
It's effervescent.
You're getting the oils on your hand. It's a sensory experience, and you take it with you all night.
It's magical.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what would be good in this? Instead of the SoCo, I'm seeing it now behind the SoCo on my cocktail rack.
Mm-hmm.
The cognac and orange, yeah.
Ooh,
or
yeah.
Triple sec.
Ooh, yeah.
Orange might be fun in this.
Oh, I like that.
Orange and vanilla and coconut.
Especially the Grand Marnier. That sounds great.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Triple sec might be a little too lifesavers.
Mm. Yeah. But Grand Marnier is like triple sec and Hennessy at the same time.
Ooh. Triple sec. It's like triple sec on steroids.
Stop.
Okay.
This might That's be enough. What I'm going to be making for family holiday.
Of course.
And they're going to say, is this eggnog? And you'll say, no.
No. Just drink the fucking thing.
And they're like, is this a Tom and Jerry?
Asshole.
And you say, no.
No. No. And where are my gifts?
Mm-mm-mm.
Damn, that's good.
All right. Are we ready for our final thoughts?
Stone Cold Classic.
Oh,
order again.
Wow.
And no appointment necessary. Better than eggnog.
I would say the appointment is the holiday season.
That's true.
But this is a classic. Stone Cold? Yes.
Look, Tim, question for you, though. Yeah, sure, it's creamy. Oh, boy.
I might be allergic to it.
Shit.
Look, Tim, sure, it's creamy and dairy-based.
Ooh.
But you're rummed up one over there.
Yeah.
How different is that really from like a pina colada?
Ooh.
Like, could you have this in the summer, or are you going to feel like a fool?
I've got school.
I've got school.
I would maybe skip the cinnamon in the summer. I don't know. That's what is making it feel holly jolly.
Well, the sun is already spicy. You don't need the spice from the cinnamon.
Mm. Exactly. But yeah, a rum and cocoa on the rocks in the hot summer. Oh, Timmy's happy.
All right, folks. Yeah, it's a stone cold stunner all around. A stone cold classic. Order again. Try it immediately.
Not since the Trinidad Sour have I been so pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
On this.
What about
pod.
The Yule Mule?
Yeah. What about the Yule Mule?
The Mule Mule. The Yule Mule. Whew. Too many coquitos for me. It was very good, and I was pleasantly surprised. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm always surprised with the ones we make up because I don't know what's coming out of the test kitchens.
Sure.
Right.
Damn.
Now, Mike, you mentioned the coquito, right?
He did. Yes, he did. Just now. I just did now.
Oh, also known as the little coconut. So you guys, you've heard of coconut, but have you heard of the coconut quiz?
Fuck. Oh, no, I haven't, Tim. Never had, never heard.
Haven't heard of it? Hmm. Well, it's time for it. Are you ready?
Oh, shit. Okay.
Quiz time. I'm going to ask you coconut-themed questions, and you're going to blurt out the answers. Winner gets a holly jolly holiday scratcher.
Oh, nice.
I thought you were going to say winner gets a holly jolly Christmas.
Yeah. That too, if you win the jackpot.
Guaranteed?
That scratcher. Guaranteed.
And the loser accidentally locks himself in the basement.
Yeah.
For all holiday season.
Okay, here we go. And folks at home, you can play along with the coconut quiz. Question one. Lights, camera, action. In what film does America's dad try for
Castaway.
A long... Yes, Jefferson, Castaway.
How does coconut fit in?
He tries for a long time to open a coconut.
Well, I've never seen that movie.
Michael,
neither have I.
I've seen the part where he takes his tooth out.
Now, would you consider watching the film if I told you that during the break in filming when Tom Cruise was losing weight, Robert Zemeckis went and directed What Lies Beneath?
You have mentioned that on the pod before, and yes, I would love to do that now, hearing that again.
Great. Perfect. So you weren't really listening when I said it on the pod before, but this time it gotcha.
Well, you didn't have it. The stakes weren't there. Last
yeah, the stakes weren't there. Okay. Next question. Question
medium
two.
Medium rare for mine.
Stop. It's not that kind of stakes, Mike. Question number two. That's cute. When my sister was a kid, she used to pretend
Coco
she
was... Coco Alice.
Alice Coconut.
Jefferson. Damn. When my sister was a kid, she used to pretend she was a waitress named what? Alice Coconut.
And Coco Al did the food making?
His Mike, you just Coco guessed Al. Question number three. Oh. My dad.
That makes it no fun. That makes it no fun.
No, you got it. You got it.
I get this one, but you can't just blurt out whatever.
You can here on the Coconut Quiz. Coco Al was the proprietor of the restaurant that he was in the back room.
Alice Coconut
would come up to me like at our vacation house in Vermont and say, what would you like to drink? And I'll be like, apple cider. And she's like, I'm going to go ask Coco Al if we have any. That type of thing was going on. Okay, question four.
Mm-hmm.
Lights, camera, action. Name the four stars of the film Coconuts.
Coconuts. That's a film?
Chevy Chase.
Alec Baldwin. Catherine Zeta-Jones. Steve Zahn.
I'll help you out.
Coco Al.
Yeah, please.
It's a Marx Brothers film.
Oh, Harpo.
Zeppo. Groucho. And... what is his name?
Well, you want a hint?
No, because it is...
You got the hard one. Zeppo was the hard one.
I know. What's his... Chico.
Yes! So wait.
Coconuts.
I was trying to keep track of it. Did you each say two of the brothers, or did one of you say three and one said one?
I said three, and Jeff, I think I said none. I said
that
four.
Means that...
No, I said one. I kicked it off, baby.
Well, the question was to get all four, but Mike got three. Jeff got one. That means Mike wins the point. The Coconut Quiz is sitting at 2-2, neck and neck.
Tim, shouldn't I get a quarter point and Mike should get 3/4 points? Wouldn't that be more fair?
Yes. Okay. Let's just see here. Okay. You get a quarter point, which translates to... okay, we're going to count that as 0 points. And Mike, you have 3/4 points.
All right.
Which the exchange rate is that basically about 1 point. Yeah,
sort of so a round up, round down. Okay.
Oh, okay. Great. Good. Okay.
Okay, so it's 2-2 on the Coconut Quiz. next question. LOL. In a famed, unproduced Birthday Boys sketch written by Tim Kalpakis, a coconut landed on a guy's head and did what?
Erased his spank bank.
Tie. That's a tie. But here's the thing. Yeah. It doesn't cancel each other out. You both get a point. So it's
cool.
Okay. 3-3.
Okay.
Yes, it erased his spank bank and he was unable to jerk off. So his friends helped him walk around refill and see horny things to refill his spank bank. It's weird we didn't do that on TV. Okay. Next question. Yummers. This coconut candy bar has no almonds.
Mounds.
Michael.
Almond Joy.
Fuck. What did I say? The wrong answer.
Mike was just fast, but then you said Almond Joy, which does, believe it or not, have almonds.
No, I said Mounds.
We both said Mounds. Mike, I got first, but then I covered myself by saying Almond Joy.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Same family. Same font family.
Oh, man.
Mike is winning 4-3 here on the Coconut Quiz. Next question. You don't say. The famed club, the Coconut Grove, was located at the Ambassador Hotel on Wilshire in Los Angeles. Yes, this is true. But also, when Bobby Kennedy gave a speech at that hotel, he got shot by this two-named dude.
Two-named dude?
Mm-hmm. It's the same name twice.
John.
Nope.
Henry.
Here's a hint. Now, what if Mike had been a knight at the round table, what would Mike's name be?
If Mike...
Sirhan.
Yes!
Oh my god!
See, I kind of knew, but then I was like, do I say that and sound insane?
Tim,
I didn't know.
Sir Hanford. That,
and you know, of course, that the real live Mike Hanford was an extra in a Robert F. Kennedy movie.
Mm.
And I was an extra at the Ambassador Hotel scene.
Get out of here.
Yep, my early days in L.A. brought me to set.
You're also in the background of Monk. Next question. Huh. When Bobby Kennedy visited L.A. to make his doomed speech at the Ambassador Hotel, he was actually staying at this Fun Valley Hotel, whose pool was later frequented by the Sloppy Boys.
Sportsman Club.
God, Sportsman's Lodge. Fuck.
Michael gets it.
That's where he stayed? Wow, that's... very
fun. That is very fun of him.
Yeah, plus you would think he'd stay at the Ambassador Hotel, take the elevator down, give the speech, get safe and sound back up to his room. No,
he probably wanted to avoid crazy people.
He's covering his tracks, Tim.
Okay, last question. Yikes! When Ted Kennedy did the whole Chappaquiddick incident, he was drunk on this cocktail.
Whiskey sour?
Nope.
Martini?
Nope.
I gotta say, Cochitos.
Nope. I've mentioned this on the pod before.
Pina colada.
Yeah.
It went down in history. It has nothing to do with coconut. I was just coming off of the Kennedy questions. But here's the big hint. In the news, it was referred to as a highball. He had been drinking highballs.
Old fashioned?
Tom Collins.
Ah.
You're getting close to
John Collins.
It's a spirit and a soda.
Fuck. Rum and Coke.
There you go, Jensen. Gin and tonic. Now I'm adding it up, and now, Jeff, you may have 1, 2, 3, 4. This is true. Mm-hmm. But Mike has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, which is more, meaning Mike has won the coconut quiz.
It's crazy. That's great. I'm excited for the Holly Jolly scratch-off, but it was so crazy, the coconut quiz has no mention of extra points, side points, anything like that.
Well, there was that one point where you had a three-quarter point, but the conversion rate was 1 point.
Right.
Yeah.
No funny business here on the coconut quiz. I
no,
like that.
You think actually. It's going to be, crazy coconuts, coconut quiz. Yeah. No, but it's actually pretty orthodox.
I'm surprised one of the questions wasn't, he put a lime in one.
Ah, Harry Nilsson.
That's right.
Hmm.
Jeff, you want to do a little off-the-dome coconut question?
Yeah, join in. It's fun around the holidays.
Yeah. This tropical fruit is sometimes comically used for a bra.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
What movie used a character used coconuts in lieu of a horse?
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at the Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/thesloppyboys, for the bonus stuff. The Sloppy Boys Blowout, where we talk about the shit we really care about, like, for example, our Spotify Wrapped of the Year.
Yes.
That's this week.
It's true. And if you enjoyed the coconut quiz, follow me online at Tim Galpakis. I have a new coconut quiz every day.
Damn, Lord.
They get harder and harder throughout the week.
Wow.
Not unlike the shells that bear the squishy meat.
Hey, have you ever tried to open a coconut?
That's damn near impossible.
No, but America's Dad tried for a movie.
Yeah, he did. It took me all day. Like, I did it as a kid, and I was throwing it in the air, smacking it on the stairs.
I remember I tried to open one as a kid, smacking it on the stairs.
Yeah.
I got a coconut. I'll throw it down the stairs. I had one, and my dad was trying to help me. Like, I was trying for a while. And it was to get one of those things where I had like a screwdriver and I was hitting it with a hammer.
Yeah.
One of my parents was, my dad was like, hey, all right, let's figure something out here.
Yeah.
And we drilled like a bunch of little holes in a line and like tried to break it open that way.
Yeah.
And we finally got it open all like misshapen and the edges were sharp. But then you got all that gross like...
You have hair to like sift through too.
Mm. Yeah, but like if you drill into it, it just like drills all the outside and it's gross.
Oh,
like, you can't just, like, cleanly crack it open. It's like, oh, here's the coconut milk without refuse from what you used to crack
right,
it.
Right, yeah, you use too long of a drill bit is the issue.
Mm. Yeah. Sucks.
So you're saying drill is bad when it comes to coconuts, but drill is good when it comes to Twitter?
Yeah.
Drill
is wint. Wint is drill.
Wint is drill? Oh, drill.
What are you
wint.
Talking about?
Wint.
Wint.
At wint.
And drill
Adwint, a.k.a. Drill.
This is like when someone said, I can has cheeseburgers to Tim, and he looked like felt like he was going nuts.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a meme. What? A meme. What? A meme. I can has cheeseburger.
It's like, oh boy, I'm having a stroke. Boy.
This person has gone loony.
Not unlike me talking to Jessica and saying, you know, rockadoodle. What? Rockadoodle. Chanticleer.
Hey. We should watch Rockadoodle. And also, have you heard of this movie Rock and Rule? Not Rock and Roll, Rock and Rule.
No.
It's another one of these like Don Bluthy things, but it's also it's about a band. And the music is all like Alice Cooper and Blondie and stuff like that. And it's got a little bit of that like heavy metal look, like the animated heavy metal.
Okay.
It'd be good for a blowout.
It's animated?
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn, all right, well, that sounds exciting.
Anyway, this was a good drink, and we all did a good job today.
Stone Cold Plaza.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Folks, why don't we meet back here next week, and we'll have a new drink and new laughs.
Bye, folks, and happy holidays to you and yours.
Yeah.
Oh,
bye.
Oh.
Bye, folks.